our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm still finishing my dinner and it's 10:47 p.m.
I'm tired.
Because I'm an adult.
I have to go to work in the
morning. Best podcasts come when you're tired.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So we were...
Mm.
We played D&D yesterday.
We did play D&D yesterday. You know, I have a feeling that a lot of gaming parties would maybe not consider what we did playing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were doing.
We were, but also you guys were just shopping the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And other people are like, adventure, lore, and you're like, clothes.
Uh-huh.
Which, don't get me wrong, I'm totally fine with.
Uh-huh. I remember you said when we first started that we don't do enough role-playing stuff. So
we don't.
So that's why I did that.
No, I really appreciate it. Also, that's all the farther you guys were going to get last night, because I'm still not ready to run the whole thing. Mm. So, I'm glad you guys took so long to shop.
But we did something.
I did learn that I have no idea how much stuff is supposed to cost in D&D.
There's a book, though, that has all the prices.
I don't have it, though. Like, everyone else has those books, not me.
So, think of a thing,
uh-huh.
And then Google how much does it cost in D&D. And then you'll know how much it costs.
I guess.
Like, a cloak is 3 copper pieces.
No. Not a fancy-ass cloak. You went to
A fancy-ass cloak is 1 silver piece.
No, you went to, like a high society tailor guy. Like, that's your dude. So you pay a butt for nothing. Have you ever seen, like, clothes stores where clothes are real expensive? You buy a shirt and it's, like, $200? It's like that.
So my thing is dead.
Yeah, you wanted that to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Adam got his phone fixed today.
I did.
It's an iPhone, and the top button wasn't working, like, at all. Once every 50 tries, it would work. So he had to run out the battery, so he had the battery replaced, too, so we turned on the flashlight in the screen and just left him on.
Yeah.
It worked.
The battery has run out.
It's runt.
Now I have to charge it up fully.
Does keeping that battery case on it do bad things to the battery?
I don't know. I don't know if I need it anymore.
You probably don't need it anymore. Because you have, well, it's going to die now if you do that. It's disconnected from power.
That's fine. I need to get my plug and plug it in the bedroom.
Sure. I can talk in here while you do that.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll be here.
You butt.
So I went to the store today to buy things, because that's what you do at the store. You ever walk in the store and you're like, okay, I need to buy these, like, 4 things, and then you walk out and you spent $65. And none of the things that you bought cost $65. No, that's never happened to me either, except it did today. So I went shopping, and I had to get, like, wrapping supplies, because it's Christmas. It's Christmas in, like, 3 days, 4 days, some days.
And I have to get a bunch of stuff to put in a stocking.
Yeah, I just bought a bunch of crap, mostly candy, to put in your stocking. So that's fun. Fun times. Funzo.
That means I have to go to the store on, like, December 22nd.
It's actually not that bad. On, like, weekdays, though.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, this is, there's...
Like, I was there at, what, 8-something p.m.? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Especially when I was checking out. But anyway, and I got some wrapping paper, and I got some gift bags, and I got, drain cleaner, and I got cereal, and I got food for dinner, which wasn't any good. The dinner I just finished you didn't like, but it's okay, because I liked it.
It was made of dinner.
What did you do today?
I went to work, and then I got my phone fixed, and I ran around all over the place,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I came home, and then I played Fallout, and now I'm doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm. You did play Fallout. It's true.
I only have like 30, hold on, 30 some trophies
we're
left.
Supposed to be, no, we have to, we can't say what it is, because some of our friends trophies. Listen to the podcast. We're supposed to be making gifts to our friends. Do you remember that? Do you remember how you were going to help me with that?
Yeah, did you get the stuff?
No, but I will. Okay. We have most of it. I just didn't know if you're actually helping, because if you're not helping, I'm not going to do it.
Well, we have to do it.
Well, we'll do it tomorrow then. We'll do it tomorrow.
When I get back from the store.
Yes, obviously.
Because I have to buy things for...
I have to go to the store too.
Okay, we'll go together.
No, I have to go to a different store. Oh. You have to go to like Target or something. Okay. Okay. Let's see, what else happened since the last time we podcasted? Not that much, to be honest. Our lives are really boring. I went to work today. Sometimes I work from home, and sometimes I work from work. And I went to work today, and I left after like 2.5 hours, because the building was so cold I couldn't stand it. And then I came home, and I sat under a blanket, and it was much better.
I think I did laundry the other day.
You did laundry the other day. That's exciting. That's an exciting part of our lives. I've got some Christmas presents coming.
Did we talk about our new dishes that we got?
Did we talk about it? I don't know if we talked about our new dishes. I think we did. We got new dishes. We got some matching set dishes. And then we're getting rid of our old dishes.
We went to a party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. A Christmas party. It's at a person's house. We did stuff. We played Cards Against... No, we didn't play Cards Against Humanity. We played Apples Against Humanity, which is where you use the prompt cards from Apples to Apples and the answer cards from Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. And it's much better. It's a much better game. Because mm-hmm. the question cards from Cards Against Humanity are just... They're too much sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, compounded with the answer cards, it's just... It's too much.
Yeah.
So you gotta mix it up. That's why our Magic Cards Against Humanity worked well, too. Uh-huh. Because you had, like, the perverted...
You have to dilute it a little bit.
Yeah, you had, like, the perverted question cards, but then, like, just Magic the Gathering answers. Uh-huh. Which is always fun.
I agree.
Uh-huh. You should have something to say.
We went to a party on Saturday.
Oh, more than that. You said that one already.
We did a white elephant gift exchange.
What did you get in your white elephant gift exchange?
I got so much value.
You got the Walmart beauty box, didn't you?
I think so. I had some coupons.
You got, like...
I got a coupon for hair dye.
You kept asking me what color you should dye your hair.
I know, you didn't tell me, though.
I think I did. Well, I told you that your hair is going to dye unevenly, because you have really dark hair, so you can't dye it a lighter shade,
I got,
really.
Like, a free sample of vitamins.
You did. You got a free sample of, like, a perfume.
Uh-huh.
And a girl shaving cream.
And what did we give away?
We gave away so much stuff that nobody appreciated, and nobody I kind of regret it a little bit. We gave away Baldur's Gate for PC.
Yeah.
Some people listening to this podcast are going to be real mad when they hear that.
Yeah, because we gave it to somebody and they're like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, we gave it to someone who's like, I guess I'll try it. I was like, So I kind of regret that.
And Rocky Horror Picture Show on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that went to someone who cares. So I don't mind that. But ultimately, we gave away stuff we didn't want. We gave away Better Off Dead on VHS and Spaceballs on VHS.
Yeah.
Those might have been a mistake, too.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, we gave away some really good stuff that they didn't appreciate.
And then we got garbage stuff.
Yeah.
But that's how it's supposed to go. Some people get garbage.
Yeah, I got a Spike, like, Titan figure from Buffy, but I've never really
seen
Buffy.
Wait, I just remembered something.
What?
I got an extra present because my present was so bad.
You did get an extra present. I got an extra present too.
I hope you have a snack for you.
I don't have a snack.
Because you already ate yours, I think.
I did already eat mine. I got Oreos. What did you get?
I got Oreos.
Oh, you got Oreos too.
Yeah.
It was either Oreos or Chips Ahoy. And let's be honest, Oreos are better than Chips Ahoy.
So my snack is the Oreos that I got as a pity prize.
Can I have a half of Oreo?
No.
It doesn't even have to
You already ate all yours.
Just the cookie part.
You already ate all yours.
I want to review just the cookie.
You ate all of them yesterday.
Twist off a cookie. Mm-mm. I want to review just the cookie.
Well, I got them for you.
You got something for me, is what you said. Not everybody knows that, but that's what you said. Oh, are you getting me Biscoff? You mean Biscoff cookies? Okay, I'm satisfied. I reviewed these last week, but...
You can't have mine because mine are my pity present.
Yeah, they are.
They're only for me.
They are only for you. I got a Christmas present from my boss this week. Folks, if you didn't know, sometimes bosses give you gifts for Christmas. I'm not getting her anything. And I hope she doesn't mind that. She also sent, she like sent chocolate covered potato chips to like the entire team. And only one person has thanked her so far. She doesn't even know if anybody else got them. She's kind of upset because she spent like a whole ton of money sending it to people and nobody's said a word.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crap. Hopefully they actually got them. But yeah, she gave me a nail polish and she gave me chocolate. And then I got a little bit mad at you because you wanted to eat the chocolate because you didn't understand that it was a present.
Yeah.
That it was a different chocolate. But yeah. I didn't mean to get mad. I just thought you were trying to eat my present.
You just get mad sometimes.
I didn't mean to. Mm. Of course it was good. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Eating Food the Podcast.
I'm drowning my sorrow in Oreos.
What's your sorrow? You sad?
Over my present that I got.
Oh, over the present, the crap present that you got? You're drowning.
I tried to be real excited about it. But it was pretty bad.
You were good fake excited about it. You were. But yeah. I mean, we didn't want the stuff that we gave away, so we can't really be mad if they didn't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we gave away Gendu, which we actually spent a lot of money on. Maybe you should have kept.
Well, it wasn't that good, though. I was hoping that someone would get it.
Someone who cared would get it? No. I don't think that happened. Mm-mm. It's alright. Game was only, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would have played it more. What do we have to look forward to this coming week?
That's not necessarily true, though.
Really?
Because there's a lot of games that are real good that we don't play very often.
No, but I remember feeling like Gendu wasn't that good.
So. No, it wasn't that good.
It wanted to be good. The cool thing about Gendu, we bought it at Gen Con. The cool thing about it is that it is player designed. So they like took submissions on their website for like designs for the cards. And then they would alter them a little bit and then it'd get published. And you could like submit whatever you want. But that also kind of works against them because a lot of the cards don't work together correctly. When you don't design your own game yourself,
mm-hmm.
it turns out you don't have any control over it. Or you don't have much control over it. So a lot of cards get through that aren't very good or that don't work together correctly. Then you end up with a subpar game, which is what we ended up playing.
Mm-hmm. But the concept of it was cool. The art was cool. Like, the way the cards were set up was pretty cool.
Did we buy any games at Gen Con that we actually kept? Yes, Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only game we kept, though. Because we bought that, the mouse, the storytelling one. Remember that? No. We gave away, like, immediately. It wasn't a mouse. It was, like, the board game with, like, the lights, and you had to do the light well thing that we won immediately.
Oh, that game sucked.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was called. But we gave that to the store, or sold it to the store, mm-hmm. or something. And then Gendu. I don't know that we bought any other games. Bought a lot of magic
Ascension.
Cards. Yeah, Ascension,
magic
yeah.
Cards.
But, I mean, the games besides those ones.
I was happy about my magic cards.
I bought a Pipestone D20 that's actually served me pretty well in D&D. Mm-hmm. I think it might be weighted. Like, I think it's weighted towards higher numbers. Because
mm-hmm.
it rolls high numbers.
Because mm-hmm. you always kill us with it.
You haven't died yet.
No.
Those ogres didn't
do anything
to you.
I still believe that it's too hard to die in 5th edition D&D.
It's really easy to kill you. I just haven't. Yeah.
It's too hard to die.
No, it's really, really easy. If you don't have someone who can heal you when you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
Right? But you guys always had someone who could heal.
Hmm.
But if your healer goes down...
Oh, you have two healers.
Right, if your two healers go down. Or if the bad guy just keeps hitting you while you're down.
Right.
Or if I had not done what the book said and had the dragon turn away... The book told me to have the dragon turn away under 40 hit points because he didn't care as much about the cult as he did about, like, not dying.
Yeah.
If I hadn't had him turn away, he'd have done his breath weapon and you all would have been down. So,
mm-hmm.
I could easily kill you, but I don't think it's that fun. I've knocked you out plenty of times. It's not like you guys aren't in peril. Like,
okay.
I feel like you've had... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you've had enough close calls to understand that you can die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody's died, though.
Well, nobody's died yet, sure, because you're only, like, level 7. This book, that the module we're doing right now in the beginning, is, like, characters are starting at level 7 or 8. they're probably going to die. It's under the understanding that they're a high enough level now that they can either resurrect their party members or they can find somebody else to resurrect them.
Oh.
So, like, it's implied okay. that someone's going to die.
Okay, so we might die now.
So you might die.
I feel better about that.
Okay. You feel better that you might die.
All right. I'm going to open up a pack of magic cards.
Oh, okay.
Return to
what
Ravnica.
Are we doing? What are we doing? What
I'm
are we doing?
I'm just going to read it.
And then what?
And then you tell me if it's a good first pick or not.
Oh, I'll tell you if it's a good first pick based on what it does or just
everything,
the name?
Based on everything you know about magic. Let me get the token and the land out of there.
Most of them, I feel like, are no. Most cards are not a good first pick, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. There's probably, like, maybe three or four cards in the pack that are a good first pick. And you
probably
have to decide which one it is.
Probably just get out of saying yes on most of them because I don't know. Can you tell me what things are good for first picks? Like, what sort of a thing? Just before we start.
Like a really efficient creature, something that gives you a 2-for-1, stuff like that.
Lands? Are you ever first picking lands?
If it's a fetch land.
Okay, so
or an
no.
expedition.
So not any of these. This is Return to Ravnica.
Shockland, maybe. Yeah.
Are the Shocklands Return to Ravnica?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten it yet in this box.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
All right, the first card is Swift Justice. It's an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Until end of turn, target creature gets +1/+0 and gains first strike and lifelink.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No. Okay. Am I right?
I wouldn't pick that first, probably.
Okay.
I mean, out of all the cards we've seen so far, that would be my first pick.
First out of one. All right, next. All right,
Horncaller's Chant. It's an 8-mana sorcery.
8 mana?
Yep. You put a 4/4 green rhino creature token on with trample onto the battlefield. And then populate. When you populate, you choose a creature token, and you put another one of those in the play. So it's 2/4/4 rhinos with trample.
For 8? For 8 mana?
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay.
It costs too much.
Yeah, I know it costs too much, but there's worse cards.
I would probably pick Swift Justice over that.
Okay.
As a first pick.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel. Counter-target spell for 3 mana.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
Removal's always good. Still not first pick, probably.
That's my new first pick.
Yeah.
Bellows Lizard, you know this guy.
I've seen the picture.
He's a 1/1 for 1 mana.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay 2 mana, give him +1/+0 till end of turn.
No.
No. It's no good. Common Bond. This is a Celestia card.
Okay.
It's a green, a white, and a colorless.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature, and then you put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature.
It's pretty good, but I don't think it's first pick.
It's a good combat trick, but it's not first pickable. And it's 2 colors to start with, which is a little iffy.
Yep.
All right. 2/1 haste for 2 mana. Red and black. 2 red-black hybrid. Rakdos Shred Freak. 2/1 haste.
2/1 haste?
Mm-hmm.
No, it helps that it's hybrid mana.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that it's hybrid mana.
Yeah, because it's black or red. And he's got so many knives.
He's all right.
I like him.
You like him better than Cancel?
Yeah, he's
why is he better?
Because he's a quick creature, and it gives you an option of being black or red.
Okay. At least got that part right.
Mm-hmm. And his haste, he's 2/1 haste, efficient creature.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that is an efficient creature.
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
Oh, you've moved it over, which says the next one is good.
Stab Wound.
You didn't really give me a chance to guess.
You get to guess. Stab
you
Wound.
You already moved it over, so I know.
I'll put it back.
What is Stab Wound?
Stab Wound. It's an enchant creature. It's an aura.
Mm-hmm.
Enchanted creature gets -2/-2.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the upkeep of the enchanted creature's controller, that player loses 2 life.
Oh, that's a 2-for-1. Kind of.
It's
things.
It's good removal. That's another thing you want to pick first.
Whatever. I guess it's the best.
It's the best so
far. I would have gone with the creature, but what do you do?
Well,
I don't know anything.
Stab Wound kill is a -2/-2, so it makes any creature smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And if the creature survives, it hurts the player every turn.
Okay.
Every turn.
Okay.
It's 3 mana. It's a good removal.
Okay.
Splatter Thug.
What the heck is that?
It's 2/2 for 3 mana.
Are we in uncommons yet?
No.
Jesus.
It's a 2/2 for 3 mana with first strike and unleash. Unleash means you can put a +1/+1 counter on it when it enters the battlefield, but then it can't block. So it could be a 3/3 first strike that can't block, or a 2/2 first strike for 3 mana.
I think your Stab Wound's better.
Yeah, it is better, but this is a good card.
Yeah.
I'm happy picking that card, but not as the first pick, necessarily, but I'm glad to see him, like...
For those of you who don't play Magic the Gathering and have tuned out right now, but we're talking about drafting. If you were going to draft, draft means you pass some packs around, and then you pick a card out of it that you think is good, and then after you've picked a whole bunch of cards, You make a deck out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is Stealer of Secrets. It's a human rogue. He's a 2-2 mm-hmm. for 3 mana.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he deals combat damage to a player, you draw a card.
It's good. It's hard to get combat through to a player, though.
It is. I like that card a lot because it gives you bonuses. It gets you extra cards. Okay. Drawing extra cards is very strong.
That's true.
So if you... He's not great as a first pick,
mm-hmm.
but he's pretty strong.
Okay. I see you're ordering the cards in order of first
we'll
picks.
We'll go over the order after.
Okay.
Celestia Guildgate is our next card.
It's a land. It does two different colors. That's fine.
That's a good third or fourth pick if mm-hmm. you're in those colors.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in our uncommons now.
Okay.
And this guy is...
Tell me the thing.
He's a big spider.
Okay.
He's an archweaver.
Okay.
He's 7 mana.
Okay.
For a 5/5 with reach and trample.
That's... Reach and trample.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not very efficient. What color's mana is he?
He's green.
I mean, he's a standard green creature. Green spider. That's a green creature. That's what that is.
Uh-huh. He's good against all the flyers because he's 5/5 with the reach.
Are there a lot of flyers in this set?
I don't know.
Because if there's not a lot of flyers
in this set... I haven't drafted this.
I know, but what I'm saying is if there's not a lot of flyers in the set, then that's not as good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to put him in the maybe pile. That's okay.
There's a maybe pile now? Yep. We have so many piles. We started out with 2.
Yeah, well. All right, Street Sweeper. It's a 4/6 for 6 mana.
Mm-hmm.
When he attacks, destroy all auras attached to target land.
Wow, that's really specific.
Because he's a street sweeper.
I get it, but that's too specific and ridiculous.
Pretty bad.
You can put that away.
It's an artifact.
I get it, and I like the flavor, but no.
Okay. All right, here's the next one. Azorius Charm.
Okay.
So
the charms are good. I know that.
Yeah, charms are good. They're all pretty good. This one does, you get to choose one. It's 2 mana, a white and a blue, because Azorius. Creatures you control gain lifelink to end of turn is one of the options. Or draw a card.
Yep, drawing cards is strong, you've told me.
Or put target attacking or blocking creature on top of its owner's library.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too. That's...
I'd probably first pick that over that other thing.
That's,
you're second picking it over Stab Wounds?
I still like Stab Wound a lot
better.
Because it only puts you in black. It doesn't force you into two colors right away.
Sure.
That's it.
I guess it depends on where in the draft you're pulling this deck, or this pack, too.
Okay.
It's going to make a big difference.
We do have a mythic rare creature.
Ooh!
It's a 8 mana creature.
Okay.
It's a 6/6 flying dragon.
Okay.
It's called Udvara Hellkite.
Okay.
Whenever a dragon you control attacks, you put a 6/6 red dragon creature token with flying onto the battlefield.
That's much better in Dragons of Tarkir than Return to Ravnica.
That's real good in any set.
Is it really?
It costs a lot of mana. But when you get this guy out, he's going to take over the game.
He'd be better in a modern deck, though, where you can use all those Dragons of Tarkir cards.
So when... Because he's a dragon.
Yeah.
So when he attacks, you get another dragon. And
then another dragon! I missed that part.
Yeah, whenever a dragon you control attacks, you get a dragon.
Okay.
A 6/6 dragon.
I see. And he counts as the dragon you control.
Because he's a dragon.
And then you... Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not for each dragon you control.
Yes, whenever a dragon you control attacks.
He doubles every turn?
Yeah.
Folks, that's good. That's exponential growth.
Did you put a sleeve on the other one?
Yes.
The other rare that we got?
That is exponential growth, which we all know is really good.
After 7 turns, you have...
Like a million, right?
Okay, so one turn... he has summoning sickness.
Okay.
So you have 1. Second turn, you have 2.
He also costs 8 mana, so...
Okay, so turn 8, you have 1.
So turn 9.
There's 2. And then 4. And then 8. Then 16. Then 32. Then 64.
That's,
then
you can't. You're not going to make it that far, though.
If you have 256 dragons out...
He's a game ender.
it's probably going to be over at that
He's
point.
Supposed to end the game in like 2-3 turns.
2 or 3 turns, yeah. If you don't take care of him.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's cool.
he's my
did
pick.
Did we get anything else?
That was our rare. That was our mythic rare.
No, but did we get it like a... A foil or anything?
No.
Oh.
We got a goblin token in a swamp.
Woo! Goblin token!
Goblin token!
Goblin token!
Alright, so I'm going to sleep.
No!
Yeah.
No. We need to talk about something. Remember how you wanted to talk about stuff on this podcast?
What did I want to
now?
Talk about?
I don't know, but weren't we doing a Today I Learned segment from the internet?
Let me find it.
Did you learn anything else today, like just in your daily life?
I don't know.
No?
Hold on.
Frodo had the ring for 17 years before going on his quest.
Yeah. And then he met Tom Bombadil, which they also didn't show.
Did I know that? Did I know he had it for 17 years? I don't think I did.
Vatican City is the only remaining country where women cannot vote.
Oh. Well, what do they vote for there, though? Just the Pope,
vote
right?
Vote for the Pope.
They won't vote for anything else.
They probably have,
Vatican
like, mayor.
Vatican City's not a country. It's a city.
Do they have a mayor?
I know it's, like, a country, but... Mayor, who's the mayor of Vatican City? Google mayor of Vatican City. I hope it comes up the Pope. Google it. Google mayor of Vatican City. Google it. I hope it comes up the Pope. El Popo. Actually, it's a Papa, but...
Vatican City. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio. No, that's a different person. I know that name, which means that he's a mayor of something else.
Oh.
It's like New York or something.
Hold on. Vatican City.
I don't think they have a mayor. They probably have like a...
state ruled by the Bishop of Rome.
Okay. So it's like a bishop.
The Pope is the Bishop of Rome.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You know all this stuff. How'd you know that?
Because I was Catholic when I was growing up.
Oh, they got a Secretary of State? Pietro Parolin.
They have the Sistine Chapel.
Sovereign Francis. Just Francis.
Mm-hmm. So it's in Rome.
All right.
It's in the middle of Rome.
It's the Pope.
It was a Pope. Did you know that redheads experience pain differently from other people?
Yeah.
Because of their genetic makeup.
Oh.
They're also slightly less responsive to anesthetics.
I think I actually knew that last part. Because I feel like that was the thing I knew for some reason. I learned today that Scientologists back in like, what was it like?
I think someone just found out about subgeniuses today.
Of what?
Subgenius.
I don't know what that means.
The Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, there it is. J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Oh, you all know what that is. Some of you people know what that is.
Someone just learned about it today.
Anyway, what I learned today was that, I think it was like 92. The Church of Scientology, and I feel like I would know this if I just watched that movie about it. What was it called? The like HBO documentary thing where
The Scientology movie?
Yeah, with the Scientology movie. Apparently they owed like $1 million in back taxes.
Okay.
So what they did is they had like all their members sue the IRS with frivolous lawsuits, just like put frivolous lawsuits out there that really didn't even mean anything. But it was thousands and thousands of lawsuits that was going to cost a ton of money to see through and a ton of, like, logistical planning. And the Church of Scientology was basically just like, so...
They were just spamming the IRS.
Yeah, so they were like, so if you just give us, like, religious status, we can make all these go away. And so they did. And that's how the Church of Scientology got its religious status and tax exemption. So all their $1 million of back taxes went away, but all the frivolous lawsuits went away. So they're good people.
I mean, well, that's how it works, though. You get enough people together to say the thing they need to do.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go within the rules.
Do you know what a DDoS is? I don't think that's within the rules.
What are you saying?
Do you know what a DDoS is?
I don't know. I'm like bad at those names.
Like a denial of service attack on the internet, where you get a whole bunch of people to go to a website and just keep like refreshing it, just like a ton of people so that it overloads the servers so that the website crashes. They'll do it every once in a while, though, like governments or like...
Is that like a Mr. Robot when they made a thing that just did that?
Yeah. Yep. You like do scripts and stuff to crash a website. It's like that. Someone explained the Scientology lawsuit thing is like DDoS on the government. So it's just like fuck them up and then they'll just give you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not good people. Don't do that.
They're going to come after you now.
Yeah. After me? Or after the other people?
After you.
Oh, the Scientologists?
Because you're naysaying them.
Ooh.
You can't do that on, like, a public forum.
Do you think we have Scientologist people that listen?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
If there's one, then
when
they're
going to
tell the
other
ones.
When I said not good people, I meant the government. The IRS. That's what I meant.
You can talk all about Scientology when no one's listening. Because there might be a Scientologist.
Why would I talk if nobody's listening?
I don't know. Because then you do it all the time.
No, I don't. I talk and you're supposed to be listening.
No, when you yell at the TV, I hear it. Okay, when I'm in the other room.
I do yell at the TV a little bit. But not much. I don't yell at the TV that much.
Mm-hmm. Today I learned that Enceladus, Saturn's sixth moon, has a warm ocean at its southern pole with ongoing hydrothermal activity.
Yeah.
This is the most life-friendly habitat ever discovered outside of Earth.
Except that it's really cold there. Besides that, it's
yeah,
there's
well,
like
it's
water
really cold here too.
Yeah, of all the things in the solar system that we've been able to find, Enceladus is probably the most habitable.
Mm-hmm.
We're never gonna be able to get there. Kind of get across that river when we come to it. But
it's real cold here too.
Is it? Oh yeah, I had to leave work because it was so cold.
Have you been to North Dakota?
Well, yes, I have.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin was a candle maker?
Really?
Yeah.
That's not so bad. I've watched people. You ever been to Ames, Iowa? Oh no, wait, it's not Ames. It's the other place. The old timey. There's like an old timey place in Iowa where they do stuff like old timey. And they make candles there.
Do you want to go live there?
No. Do you want to go live in old timey? I know you want to.
As long as there's good Wi-Fi.
There's not any Wi-Fi at all.
Did you get it?
There. I do get it. You got any other good ones?
The people of Melanesia independently developed a recessive gene for blonde hair.
Huh.
This
like
is
a
distinct
different
from
one?
The blonde hair gene found in Western populations.
Interesting.
Ooh, oh.
That's some good blonde hair.
About that.
That's pretty great. All right, well, I think we've overstayed our welcome on this podcast.
Bye. Later, taters.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.